Dictation for Brittany William, BrittanyWillims. Date of birth is 3/18/97. Date of service is 1/13/2026. And date of accident is 4/3/2024. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. She has been a victim of an automobile accident where she was rear-ended as a restaurant driver. Currently, her symptoms are reported to be as follows. She has no headaches, dizziness, vertigo, no vision problems, no memory issues or balance problem. She has pain in the lower back mainly, which is 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. Slight radiation to the right buttock is reported. And some pain in the right knee is reported to the tune of 5. And no headaches are reported. Right shoulder pain is 4. But she is able to lift up to 180 degrees of abduction. The patient has come off and on. She was last seen on 11/19 and missed her visit for December month. Her physical therapy has been discontinued. She was also going to a chiropractor earlier, and she reported that she's not doing that either. She's able to walk well and is able to carry out her work duties. She's working full time. She reported that she's going to be going for a surgery for right knee on February 26th. She has been found to have a meniscus tear and grade 1 ACL sprain as the issue. She also is found to have issue in the rotator cuff region with bursitis of the subacromial subdeltoid. But no rotator cuff damage. Other than that, patient is stable. He reports that she may go for a shoulder second opinion at Ascension Hospital with Dr. Chad, Chad Lascesky, for orthopedic surgery consultation for both the knee and shoulder as well. Her pain level is between 4 and 9. ADLs are affected 6. Patient reports no relief so far from all the treatments. Kindly review the records for ADL for system review. Additional issues. Substance abuse in the compliance history. Physical examination, blood pressure is 155 over 120, pulse is 87, pulse ox is 100. Her weight is now 263. From 290, she has lost the weight. Diagnosis will remain the same. In the plan, I reviewed the maps for the patient. I continued her physical therapy to 2 times. To the neck and lower back, shoulder and the knee area at her request for a short time. She's okay to work full time. She's referred to ophthalmology. for vision change. It is and headaches that no headaches, but she has a kind of a seizures that appeared abnormal. Her fingers are in flexion all of a sudden. I also was able to observe, so I have referred her to neurology and ophthalmology and neurosurgery. An MRI that was conducted for MRI and with and without contrast showed an aneurysm in the left cavernous sinus, 2 millimeter wide. Medications are provided, Celebrex 200 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory effect, SFX 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol with codeine number 4 for pain relief, Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety, panic, bad dreams, Neurontin 600 milligram for neuropathic pains and general pain, Medijessic 1 pill PRN for headaches, Lidoprovamide is provided for topical pain relief. Urine drug screen was obtained and was found negative for all issues. So far, the patient is stable. Thank you.